Okay, we're ready. We'll have Lori Moran of the Wendinger Band here. Give us a little kind of soap opera sound.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, Dr. Gil Whitney is in close consultation with Nurse Helen Trent at their new clinic in Newall, Minnesota.
Oh, Helen. Helen.
Oh, Gil. Oh, Gil.
Helen, Gil. You never look lovelier than you do right now in Newall.
Oh, Gil. You really stir my kraut.
I really stir your kraut? Helen, Helen, after we get off duty, how about a date with you for dinner?
Oh, Gil, where will we go?
We'll have a candlelight and wine dinner with lobster at the Almer Cafe.
Oh, Gil, then we'll smear some cooking?
Well, maybe. And then, Helen, then?
Yes, Gil.
Then it's Shag Road.
Oh, Gil.
Shag Road, you know where everybody goes to fish?
Why, I didn't know you were a fisherman.
Who's fishing?
Dr. Whitney.
Oh, great, that intern. Who decided he should come here to New Ulm? What is it, intern?
Well, the patient you asked to get a specimen from.
Patient I asked to get a specimen from, yeah?
Yeah, he said he already gave it the office.
Helen. Helen.
Oh, Gil. Gil.
Helen, after Shag Road, let's hit the pool at Flandreau State Park. What do you think? Hit the pool at Flandreau State Park?
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney!
Yes, intern, what?
Yes, the man you gave a clean bill of health to?
Oh, yeah, the patient from Mankato?
Yeah, you gave him a clean bill of health, but then he went out the door, walked a few steps, and dropped dead. What should I do?
Turn him around so it looked like he was on the way in. Oh, here comes someone. Must be a doctor. He's wearing a stethoscope.
You're Dr. Whitney.
Yes, I am.
I'd like to apply for a doctor job at your clinic.
Well, we're looking... wait a minute. I don't think we heard you on your mic, doctor. we're going to move you to a different microphone.
Okay. No, hey, there we go.
All doctors carry stethoscopes and microphones.
That's right.
Now, here, I'll take it again there.
Okay, sounds good. You're Dr. Whitney.
Yeah.
Doctor, are
See,
you
I hope
okay?
I hope this Minnesota hospital ends before 10. What did you say?
I'd like to apply for a doctor job at your clinic.
Oh, well, we're looking for someone who's actually from New Ulm and knows the territory.
I'm from New Ulm.
Oh, what's your name?
Dr. Will Fart.
Will.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Yes. I think if I heard your name pronounced correctly, it's Dr. Wilford, right? Dr. Are you practicing medicine now?
Well, when I can. I also have a business.
Well, what's your business?
Well, my company provides all the portable bathrooms for Heritage Fest.
That's marvelous. Much
yes.
needed, I'm sure.
Oh, our portable bathrooms are also a fun place to visit.
You say a fun place, Dr. Wilford? What do you call them?
Whoopee Johns!
Well, are you qualified to be a doctor?
Am I qualified? I've watched every episode of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
You're qualified.
That's right.
Very good.
Hey, doctor, I wonder if you could help me.
Well, surely, old-timer. Yeah. Dr. Wilford will help you.
What's that?
I said Dr. Wilford will help you.
Dr. Wilford?
Yes.
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing here. I want to hear all the bands and the singing and everything here at Heritage Fest, but I can hardly hear. What'd you say?
Well, no wonder. You have a suppository in your ear.
Oh! Well, at least I know where my hearing aid is now.
Well, thank you for coming in to see us.
Boy, it's amazing. I can hear now. Oh, boy.
Be sure to pay on the way out. That'll be $500.
$500 for what?
Well, we give you an aspirin on the way out.
Oh, that's different.
Dr. Whitney, look at this big guy coming in.
Wow, is he big. Tall. Hello, sir. Who are you?
My name is Herman Gell.
Herman? Yes?
And this is my wife, Tutsnelda.
Well, hello, Tutsnelda.
Hello, doctor.
You sure have a big husband.
Isn't he, though? Do you have time to examine him?
Exactly. What is the problem, Herman?
I've got this terrible bursitis.
Well, what's it from?
From holding this sword over my head all day.
Well, that would do it.
Can you help him, doctor? I love this big hunk.
Well, I'm sure we can. How did you meet Tutsnelda, Herman?
Oh, I fell in love with her when I saw her doing the chicken dance at Heritage Fest.
But it took several steins of Shell's beer before he had the nerve to ask me to dance.
Oh, well, you do love him, don't you?
Oh, yes. Although I have a little problem with him wearing that skirt.
Dr. Whitney!
Yes, intern, what is it?
Mayor Norm Coleman of St. Paul?
Yeah, he's here?
Yeah, Mayor Norm Coleman just fell and hit his head while doing the polka, and he has a brain leak.
Oh, my gosh, a brain leak, so he's losing more and more brain all the time?
Yes.
We've got to operate on him fast before he turns Democrat again.
And there you have it, Minnesota Hospital, starring today Judy Selner as Helen, Matt Selvig as Dr. Wilford, Pat Reedy as Herman, and Barb Bensky as Tutsnelda, and of course, Boone and Erickson.